Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
40 minutes from now, Chad Dukes versus the world. You're locked in to Grant and Danny. Thanks for listening, however you're doing so. And a reminder, radio.com is the way to listen to the show on the go. Download the all-new radio.com app. Listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. If you missed part of the Kirk Cousins conversation, it'll be archived for you at grantanddanny.com/audio. As soon as the show concludes, you can grab that segment, any of our segments from today's breakdown of the Redskins and the Eagles this afternoon. Redskin Survivor is normally played on Tuesday because of the Monday night game. We will get to Redskin Survivor tomorrow. Wanted to get into one thing we loved, one thing we hated from last night's game. So we need something that you really liked, something that you disliked from the loss. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Danny, go first.
Jordan Reed got the most targets. Yes, he's their best offensive receiver. He is the guy that is going to have to butter some bread. It's to be determined how good Jamison Crowder is without DeSean Jackson clearing space or Pierre Garçon bulldozing his way for yards after the catch, et cetera, et cetera. Jordan Reed wins. There is not one person in this league. Well, I don't say one person. There are very few people that can line up across from Jordan Reed and stop him from doing what he wants to do. That is an excellent, excellent receiver. And I don't know what the health situation is. I don't know how difficult it is for him to get on the field and be himself. I know this. If he's available, he needs to lead your team in targets.
One thing I really liked last night is how Quentin Dunbar stepped up at cornerback in lieu of Josh Norman. We've seen it over a couple weeks now. Dunbar is a super tough and really impressive converted wide receiver who has speed and length and ball skills. And he hangs step for step with receivers deep down the field time and time again. He intercepted a pass yesterday. He drew an offensive pass interference. He spent a lot of time against Alshon Jeffrey, and Jeffrey had two catches and less than 40 yards in the game. He's a really good wide receiver. I think Quentin Dunbar acquitted himself well and has played well enough that with him and Fabian Moreau and Kendall Fuller coming on, there's a chance the Redskins could just let Bashaud Breeland walk as good as he is when he's a free agent this offseason.
Something I didn't like was for the third time in three losses, the Redskins had possession towards the end of the first half of the game. They relinquished that possession. The opponent scored. Then the opponent gets the ball to start the second half, and you got a double-digit point swing. It's happened all three times the Redskins have lost games, two to the Eagles, one to the Kansas City Chiefs. There is an importance. There is a huge tipping point moment that happens in games where the opponent's going to get the ball to start the second half. At a minimum, you must end the first half with the football. Otherwise, you put yourself in the toilet. Redskins have done that three times. Look up. Those are the three losses.
One thing I hated last night was that they just couldn't do anything on the ground. But I also thought they went to a plan that operates against how they've run the ball best this season. The only game that they've run it like they did yesterday, schematically and in terms of fronts and looks, and had a lot of success was the Rams game, where they were power and pulling guards, and there was a lot of downhill stuff between the tackles. How have they most successfully run generally this year? It's a lot of shotgun draws. It's a lot of shotgun personal protector getting handoffs off tackle. Chris Thompson being motioned into the backfield from receiver. We didn't really see any of that last night.
Right.
To me, that is your best chance to run the ball. I also saw zero read option from Kirk Cousins trying to open a couple things up to keep defensive ends from crashing down against Kelly and Thompson in your traditional running game. I just didn't like the way they called their running game last night. That's what we liked. That's what we disliked. What about you guys? 800-636-1067. Let's go to Kenny in Sterling. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, dude?
Doing well, pal.
You're on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Talk.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, the one thing I liked, man, I liked how Kerrigan was getting to the quarterback, man. I really liked that. You know, the absence of Jonathan Allen, we were still able to get to the quarterback several times. The one thing I hated was third down, our plays on third down, man, as far as, like, third and one a couple times, not running a straight showing pass. And it's just, I don't know, I felt like we should have ran the ball more in those situations when it was third and short.
I had no confidence to get third and one or third and two running the ball. I didn't. Obviously, hindsight becoming wisdom, when you throw an incompletion, I would have rather taken my chances at a carry. Had they have run it, though, I would have liked to have elected to do something like what I just said, which is run out of the gun and or do some kind of toss to the wide side of the field to Chris Thompson, or have him in shotgun where they throw him that little toss where he's running away from Kirk Cousins that they run down near the goal line a bunch.
He can get skinny.
Absolutely. Yep. Things like that, maybe. Just to run it straight at Fletcher Cox and Timmy Jernigan, I had no interest in.
I have, and I don't want to be over the top with this. I'm trying to be very serious. I never want them to go jumbo, hand the ball off, 22-car pileup, short yardage ever again with this coaching staff and these players.
I thought you loved pushing matches.
The big pushing contest that some teams can do, they cannot do. I never want to see it. I never want to see two tight ends line up and they run it to the strong side. They are a disaster doing that. I've seen that play before. If you want to run short yardage, do what everybody that's ever picked up the Madden sticks knows how to do. You spread people out, then you can run it because you need real estate. Small amounts of space are at a premium, and when you have a pushing contest, there's smaller margin for error. Spread people out. That's how you get yourself short yardage.
800-636-1067. One thing you loved, one thing you hated. I loved the job they did against the run. I predicted yesterday throughout the show they would have major problems stopping Philadelphia's running game without Jonathan Allen. I was completely wrong about that. LeGarrette Blount, 14 for 29, 2.1 per carry. By the way, had a 21-yard run in there. That means he had 13 attempts for 8 yards other than that 21-yard run. At one point, Zach Brown made a tackle for a minus 7 or something like that to completely change his night. Wendell Smallwood had 8 carries for 25 yards, 3 per pop. Clement, 1 carry for 6 yards, and it should have probably been 4, and Jay Gruden should have challenged it. Barner, 2 carries for 4 yards. The only guy that beat them on the ground was Carson Wentz, which is what I hated. Again, they got close and didn't get the quarterback to the ground. They got home, and they didn't get Wentz on the turf, including on a demoralizing, back-breaking, game-losing, heart-ripping, and just stomped on my chest when Carson Wentz came out of that wave of bodies like a surfer with that the curved wave, and you just kind of see him appear, and you go, oh, that was a good job by him to stay on his board. Carson Wentz picking up that first down on that scramble. That's where you lost the game. I said it right beforehand. It's 24-17. Cousins and the offense just went on a magnificent drive. They're down by 7. Please get them the ball back. They have all the momentum. You've got a 3rd and long. It was a 3rd and 8. You get to Wentz with 3 different defenders collapsing the pocket, and somehow, some way, he stays on his feet. I hated that. Walter in Leesburg, what'd you like? What'd you dislike?
Hey, guys. So it was one of those games where I didn't get upset, and that's what I liked. I didn't get mad at the TV. They didn't, like, botch something, or they didn't shoot themselves in the foot. They didn't have a Jim Zorn play. You know what I mean? It was good to watch. But what makes me angry is that I forget what I like and dislike. You know, we got that mixed up. But Carson Wentz kicked at, booty, and one NFL quarterback compared him to Peyton Manning. One compared him to Roethlisberger, and it looks like he's part of both. And sometimes you just get beat.
True. Wentz was the best player on the field, and the Eagles were the better team on the field. And we said going in, Philadelphia's better, and I don't know that anyone's opinion should change on that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shame in losing on the road to the Eagles. There isn't. They're good. The problem is just where you are given the season. You're now 3-3, and there are a bunch of bodies you got to climb over. And if you want to win the division, Philadelphia's got to go 3-6 the rest of the way. You probably got to go 7-3, and that may or may not do it. You've left yourself a really tough mountain to climb up. It's a bad position by virtue of the schedule and your performances a couple times. You're in a bad place.
We're looking for something you loved, something you hated from last night's Redskins loss at 800-636-1067. I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan.
Here's something I love. Ted Britt Ford. Love these guys. Go see him. Been there twice. You know what I did? Each time, got myself a car. Brand spanking new car. 2016, I got a 2016 Ford Edge. That's the wife's whip these days. Pushing that one to and fro. Work, commute, grocery store, all the stuff that we do. Go to the park with little guy, et cetera, et cetera. I got the Ford Fusion. It's downstairs charging right now. This is a Thom Daily original. The car is charging with electricity, but I don't charge my card at the gas station. Done that twice since I got it in May. Think about that. What month is it now? October? I got it what? May, June, July, August, September, October. 6 months. Been to the gas station twice. That's pretty good. Go see them right now. You get a special deal. These are great. 2017s, it's their time. They got to go. 2017 F-150 as low as $19,999. 2017 Escape as low as $16,500. 2017 Fusion, $15,900, just like your pals. Go to Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly.
Take advantage of these deals, people. They won't last forever. Get yourself a new ride. And when you go, just please tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.